Ja, herzlich willkommen zu den Passauer 10 Minuten in diesem Sommersemester soziologisch zum Thema Stress und rechtswissenschaftlich zum Thema Digitalisierung. Wir freuen uns sehr, dass Sie da sind und ich freue mich sehr, dass Ingmar Mund nun Jelena Mitrovic als die soziologische Referentin vorstellt.
Ja, auch von mir ein herzliches Willkommen an alle Zuhörerinnen und Zuhörer. Heute bei uns zu Gast bei den Passauer 10 Minuten Soziologie ist Frau Juniorprofessorin Jelena Mitrovic. Sie ist Professorin für Computational Rhetoric and Natural Language Processing hier an der Universität Passau. Sie hat einen interessanten akademischen Lebensweg oder Studiumsverlauf schon hinter sich. Sie studiert Informationswissenschaften mit Schwerpunkt auf Informationsrückgewinnung und eben Spracherkennungssystemen, hat aber auch Masterabschlüsse in Griechisch, in Altgriechisch und Englisch. Sie promovierte in Belgrad, in Serbien, an der Universität dort und ist bereits seit 2016 hier in Passau, zunächst an der Fakultät für Informatik und Mathematik und jetzt eben als Juniorprofessorin. Sie leitet auch eine Nachwuchsforschungsgruppe hier, die sich mit Rhetorik und geschulten Algorithmen gegen Hass im Netz beschäftigt. Ihr Vortrag hat den Titel Hate Speech Detection, Not an Easy Feat und er wird auf Englisch gehalten. Viel Spaß und bitte.
First of all, thank you for the kind invitation to be involved in this nice group of people, nice group of speakers. And so the title of my talk is Hate Speech Detection and I will try to describe why it is not an easy feat. So I will answer the questions, what is hate speech in social media, how we can detect it and ultimately prevent it, and why is it such a difficult task? So first of all, in an ideal world, we would like to say that social media platforms are virtual places where many people from different parts of the world can engage in productive discussions and share opinions. So this is something that we would all like to have. And of course, there are some places in which there are productive discussions and we are really productively sharing opinions and something nice is happening. But unfortunately, especially lately, as Umberto Eco famously said in 2015, everyone who has the planet has the right to the public word. And on internet, your message has the same authority as the Nobel laureate. So unfortunately, there has been really a lot of different kinds of hateful, offensive, and abusive language online, and anyone can state their opinions, and usually people hiding behind the anonymousness do not have any control in what they are saying online and how they are offending other people, sometimes without any reason. So hate speech is a phenomenon that is closely interconnected with other linguistic and societal phenomena. So this is what makes it even more difficult to model and detect. Because when we talk about hate speech, we also talk about abusive and aggressive language, cyberbullying, racism, extremism, radicalization, toxicity, profanity, flaming, discrimination, hate, and offensive speech. So all of these all the phenomena are quite closely connected. We also have different definitions in English dictionaries and in general about what each of these phenomena actually is. So for hate speech and offensive language, the Oxford English Dictionary says that this means causing someone to feel resentful, upset, or annoyed. So it seems like it is quite mild. Or it can be actively aggressive or attacking, then causing displeasure or resentment, according to Merriam-Webster Online. For abusive language, we have a definition that goes a bit beyond hate speech and offensive, at least according to what is said in the Oxford Dictionary. It says that abusive language is extremely offensive and insulting, engaging in or characterized by habitual violence and cruelty even, and it is using harsh, insulting language, harsh and insulting abusive language, or using or involving physical violence or emotional cruelty. This is what Merriam-Webster Online tells us. So how can we detect and prevent all of these phenomena, hate speech and the other interconnected phenomena, when there is no real consensus in the definitions? And how do we even model and detect everything? So one way to do it is by using natural language processing, which is engineering of systems that process and analyze written or spoken natural language. And as you can see here, sort of a dream of any computer scientist, AI scientist, NLP scientist is to have a nice working algorithm, a machine that is able to really understand the texts that they are analyzing, that they are reading, and to be able to perform really salient detection of certain types of language, such as hate speech. So in NLP communities, there have been many different workshops and challenges organized to this extent. So for example, Offensival, which was a shared task on offensive language detection that started in 2019, continued in 2020, and it is also organized this year. Then we had Hateval, which was a similar workshop. We had Germanval for German hate speech language detection, track for Hindi and for many, many different languages. So this is something that is an ongoing effort. And in the Offensival challenge, we submitted a deep learning system for hate speech detection, which you can see here, sort of an overview of what was done. And we basically combined some well-known machine learning analysis algorithms in order to be able to decipher between two classes of offensive or non-offensive speech. And in the example that you can see here, so one tweet that had to be analyzed, killing you would be justifiable homicide. It was decided by our system that it was offensive. But for some other types of language, for example, here, when we tried to use our system to analyze this statement, you are not the smartest bee in the pod, the system said that this tweet is not offensive. Well, indeed it is offensive and it should be detected as such. So we are working at the moment on trying to improve our systems and to be able to detect instances like these as being indeed offensive. And so the demo of our system is available at the University of Passau's website. So I would like to ask you to try to use it and to tell us if the system performed well, but by just saying I agree or I don't agree when you see the result, because this helps us improve the system. So why is it such a difficult task to do hate speech detection? First of all, it is difficult to process natural language at all, because we have to deal with issues such as non-standard English, different types of segmentation issues. We have idioms in natural language, of course. We have neologisms in the social media that appear every day. We have to take into account the world knowledge, and we have to think about different tricky entity names. So especially for hate speech, we have to take into account, apart from the aforementioned issues, the so-called ever-changing landscape of hate. So online users frequently change the rules of the game by masking offensive words, by using special characters instead of entire words, by using different types of spelling. They also use entirely different words, and more often than none, rhetorical devices are used, like irony, sarcasm, and litotes. So what we try to analyze and to detect as offensive in our system, the statement "you are not the smartest bee in the pod" was actually a litotes. So we want to be able to overcome this problem. Some examples of how language is being masked online. So famously in the Linux kernel mailing list, when everyone started being too offensive and too hateful, and when people used a lot of F words, the moderator said, okay, so you cannot do this, you will be completely blocked. So people started using semantically completely opposite words, like saying go hug yourself. So in order to model good systems, we need to be aware of these changes. Also, a pop song lyric says you should go and love yourself. And when analyzed in context of the song, you can really easily see that this was not meant to be said in a nice way. So finally, we come to the question, is internet without hate speech possible? And can we avoid this kind of stress online when we are interacting with other people? So can we ever come to know hate? And the answer, in my opinion, is that we need to have really good legal regulations in this regard. and we have to have adaptable NLP AI systems. And then we have a chance at tackling these problems really in the real world. Thank you for your attention, and please contact me if you have fancy or hateful language in any language. I'm very interested because this helps us improve the systems. Thank you.